107.1 FM in Oroville, California, and this is Left Turn on Bird Street. And as promised, we have online our guest for this week's show, Mark Bradley. Mark is a teacher in the Grant Unified School District in the Sacramento area, and Mark's going to tell us about an encounter he had at a, among other things, a town hall meeting in Elk Grove, California, with Congressman Dan Lundgren, and the town hall meeting was on Social Security. So, Mark, are you there with us?
Yes, I am.
Great. Thanks for joining us this morning. We appreciate your time very much.
Well, thanks for having me, Dan.
You're welcome. As a note, as I said at the top of the hour to our listeners, much like Bush has his cronies, we have our cronies, because Mark is also a frequent contributor to Democratic Underground, which I have written for on occasion over the past couple of years. And that's how I got in touch with Mark. He wrote an interesting piece. The most recent one, if I'm not mistaken, Mark, was on your encounter with Congressman Lundgren at the Elk Grove town hall meeting. Is that correct?
Yes, I have another piece that's about to appear regarding the Lundgren encounter. I'm calling it throwing junk balls at the snake oil salesman.
Okay, well, could you tell our listeners the context of the meeting and what happened?
Okay, well, another internet writer, published internet writer friend of mine, Mark Drolet, gave me a call and said that there was a town hall meeting in Elk Grove, which is not far from where I live. I believe you live there, Dan.
That's correct.
So we decided to head on over to that meeting. It was in a rather small venue, so it looked like it was absolutely packed with people. Lundgren appeared shortly after we got there and gave about a 20-minute spiel. Sounded like it was that he was provided with talking points. And he went through with charts and graphs the whole dire prediction that the Republican Party's been putting out on Social Security.
Mm-hmm.
When he got done with that, he covered a variety of other issues, and then he threw it open to questions with the audience. It seemed as though there were a few shills around the hall.
Were their last names Gannon or Guckert by any chance?
I was looking for Mr. Guckert / Gannon, but I didn't see him. But there were several Gannon wannabes there, and you could tell when they were called on. He knew who he was looking for, and they were placed prominently around the hall. And They would ask these softball questions that were very professionally worded,
mm-hmm.
And they purported to be just average citizens off the street. So we could tell something was up there.
What sort of softball questions were they asking them? Do you recall any of them offhand or general?
Well, I don't recall the details of what they were asking, but clearly they were coming from a series of talking points that you'll see recurring over and over. If you look at any of the Republican representatives' websites, I was checking out Wally Herger's website this morning and looking at his talking points regarding Social Security. They're virtually identical to the ones that Lundgren was providing us with. And I don't know, the questions they were asking that were just setups. They used Republican talking points themselves, and then Mr. Lundgren could say, oh, well, yes, that's... Let me tell you about that. So they were clearly softball questions.
So what
I'm glad you asked that.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, right. It was like one of those infomercials on TV.
My name is Tom Nato, and it's nice to meet you on the air.
Nice to meet you, Tom.
So, when we talked earlier, I didn't realize this was part of the dog and pony show down there, that not only are the Republicans planning shills in the press White House press room, but they're also planning shills in town hall meetings. I mean, you expect that with Bush's Social Security roadshow that's nothing but a show, really. But they actually had the shills show up there, and they threw them softball questions.
Yeah, it was. I will say this, and I did say this to Congressman Lundgren afterwards,
mm-hmm.
That there were genuine questions being asked. I mean, otherwise he never would have called on me, amongst other people. But
mm-hmm.
Whenever he would seem to get into trouble, or the place, or the conversation was going in a direction he didn't really like, he would seem to resort to the shills at that point.
Interesting.
There's another side to this that I've seen in the past, is that when things start going against them, they'll pack the meetings with people who will then attack somebody who's saying something that is important. So the shills work both ways. They don't only support the speaker, they attack the speaker with spurious stuff to change the subject.
Oh, yeah, well,
that'll happen soon.
I mean, some of the questions that he seemed to know when to call on somebody who would take up quite a bit of time asking a rather obscure question.
Right.
And so it's controlling, it's called, towards the end of the town hall meeting, there was that was occurring, and I felt the chances of him calling on me were pretty slim at that point. But as luck would have it, he called on me. Almost the last person he called on was me.
So when he called on you, what was your Mark? What was your specific question?
Well, he'd been touting throughout his presentation that the reason President Bush was tackling this Social Security question now was because of his political courage, his uncommon political courage. And he, throughout, because of his altruistic desire to improve the lot of ordinary Americans, he waded into this issue and decided that he was going to solve it once and for all. So he had set that up. He made reference to that at least a couple of times during his presentation. So when he called on me, and what I had done really was to just hold my hand aloft for like an hour, basically, and I tried to put a pleasant look on my face, not hostile, just look like I was eager to ask a question and have him provide me with some legitimate answer.
Mm-hmm.
So when he finally called on me, I stood up and introduced myself, which they had asked us to do. As a school teacher, gave him my name, and when I mentioned that I was a school teacher, you know, people throughout the audience started yelling "Good for you" and "Thanks for what you do" and things like that, which made me feel like I had, you know, support amongst the people there.
Mm-hmm.
The questions up to that point, from the legitimate questions, were running, I would say, 85% to 15% against Lundgren's presentation and against the proposal to privatize Social Security. So when it came down to me asking that question and identifying myself as a teacher, people were generally supportive of me being a teacher, which is kind of surprising when you think about our governor and his attacks against teachers as well as nurses.
Right. Mm,
they like you because you're working for nothing.
Exactly. Exactly.
They get you on a cheap mark, no offense.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. Well, you know, when I stood up, I made reference to what he had been referring to. You know, I said, Congressman Lundgren, as far back as I can recall, Social Security's been referred to as the third rail of American politics. You know, and he nods and agrees. And then I said, if I understand you correctly, what I hear you saying is that George Bush chose this particular moment in history to address this problem because of his outstanding political courage. Is that right? And Lundgren said, that's correct, and grinned, Then I threw it to him. I said, well, Congressman, let me suggest, you know, an alternate explanation. Privatization would free up trillions of dollars of investment capital that, you know, would flow into the coffers of the very corporations whose CEOs contribute so heavily to the president's campaign in 2000 and again in 2004. You know, not to mention congressional campaigns and Senate campaigns. I see yourself excluded, I said. But then...
Let me interrupt. You asked this, and they didn't escort you out yet.
No, they had not escorted me out by the hair or otherwise. But,
okay, good.
You know, it was interesting because at that point the hall pretty much erupted with cheers and applause from the majority of the people there.
Good.
So you know, which frankly kind of surprised me. I'd sensed through the meeting that there was a majority of people there were hostile to the privatization plan, but at that point I knew for sure that was the case. So, you know, I went on to say, you know, we've all seen the distraught faces of stockholders at WorldCom and Enron, and whose retirement accounts were wiped out, you know, when their stock portfolios were reduced to nothing. So my question to you, Congressman, is, you know, even though we see Jeff Skilling and Ken Lay and Bernie Evers doing the perp walk, you know, how does that help the destitute thousands who lost everything? What assurances can you give these people who depend on their Social Security that they will end up, that they won't end up in the same sad state of destitution? And he was just sort of nonplussed, you know. So, you know, when he grinned again and he came back at me, he said, "Well, given the tone of your question, I doubt that there's any assurances I could give you, you know, that you would accept." And then he went off on a personal attack, accusing me of being an anti-capitalist, which I guess is the worst thing you could call somebody in the Republican lexicon. But he said, you know, that I was an anti-capitalist and that I was a conspiracy theorist, et cetera, and if I wanted to cast personal aspersions at the president, you know, that was one thing, but he knows the president. The president's an honorable man.
Then he doesn't know him.
Yeah, and he doesn't really know him then, or he's lying.
Well, yeah, exactly. Well, the people, you know, the people in the hall started, once he started his personal attack against me, people came to my defense. People were yelling, "That's not what he said. That's not, you know, don't kill the messenger," things like that.
Now, I got to tell you, I live down in Elk Grove, and I've been down there for about 12 years, and sometimes I feel like I'm, in some regards, kind of a lone voice down there. But, you know, to hear this from you, it's heartening on one level, but it also suggests maybe on another level that the Bush administration and the Republicans have gotten in over their heads on this issue, because it's a little bit of a canary in the coal mine type test down in Elk Grove, is that you have a moderately affluent area, and with a younger population who this would typically, you would think, if you're to listen to the president, which is a mistake, but
right,
if you're to listen to their spin on it, this is exactly who it's aimed at. And yet down in an area where they, you know, Lundgren, I'm sure he had that meeting there for, it was there on purpose,
right,
kind of testing the waters. I guess we could look at that as a positive sign that there's going to be stiff resistance on, several different levels when it actually, these proposals actually do come out.
Yes, Dan, but look who's controlling the debate.
Yes, right. This is true. Well, this is why it's important that people like, and this is why we're having Mark on there, because we want to encourage our listeners here in the Oroville area, and we reach up into Chico and a little bit south of Oroville, that if, you know, Congressman Herger, and I looked at his website, and as far as I could tell, he doesn't look like he has any town hall meetings planned here in the near future. But if he does, I think it's very important that that he has communicated this information with the displeasure of Social Security. And I think if you can see that happening in Elk Grove, I don't see why it can't happen here. And, you know, we have to do our part to kind of, and I understand what you're pointing this time, we have to do our part to kind of knock this message off track, because they're going to spin this really, really hard, and they've already started. But I think, you know, what you did, Dan, is a very, it's courageous, and I'm glad that you stood up to Lundgren, and I'm glad that, and I'm very glad to hear that people came to your support.
Yeah. Well, you know, it really felt like it really does feel like the Republican leadership has overreached on this issue, and it was clearly apparent to me at that town hall meeting.
Well, I want to change gears.